Okay, I have a version. Okay, I have a version of the initial motion, and it said.
Isn't the motion on the floor to divide? Didn't Patty make a motion to divide?
Yes, she did.
So is that what we're discussing?
Well, yeah.
I think we.
There was no second.
No, there wasn't.
I don't think it requires a second in committee. So I think we ought to deal with the motion to divide and then start making amendments after that decision.
Okay, what I was just going to do is read the initial motion. But we can address the motion to divide. Okay,
Chair, could we accept that without objection?
Well, I don't want to divide.
Well, if you don't want to divide, I'm voting no on the WBI thing. Then let's take a vote, but then I'll have to vote. I'm asking to divide. It's my right to ask to divide. Now I just did. I don't think it's a big deal.
Can we take a vote on it then? We've already expressed Alani has expressed that he would not like to.
Does anybody want to say where specific? Okay, so you just want to separate that WBAI part?
Yes. Yes, that's it.
Okay. Well, is there a discussion?
Sure, please.
I'm not opposed to dividing because I think that we can quickly deal with the other issues, and if there's something specifically that needs to be decided on WBAI and change it, then I hope we would do it. And let's just move on.
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
Madam Chair?
Please.
Hey, Patty, is there a way to amend that WBAI thing so we could just go ahead and do it as a package?
Well, like Teresa pointed out, let's disperse the motion to divide.
Okay.
I think it would be easier to do if we divide it.
Okay, so do we want to go to a vote or a discussion? Okay.
Can I ask a quick question before we divide?
Sure. Before
How do we treat Dave's position? Dave, since he made the original motion, I would consider him being for it, or divided.
He's not here, and he wished us luck when he ended the call. So we can just move forward. Okay, so is there other discussion? We want to go to a vote?
I can call Bediaco?
On the divide?
Is this the divide?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe there's no objection at this point.
No, Blaney objects. Blaney objects.
Right.
Phil?
Yeah.
Okay. You object to
dividing?
Okay. Yes, let's just move ahead. Bediaco? Sorry, Jane.
This is the motion to divide. Okay. Bediaco?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Gatewood? I'll pass. Lane?
No.
Adelson? Williams?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Heffley?
Yes.
Gatewood is yes, and that makes it
4-3. Thank you.
Four yes, three no.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, so can we go to the initial motion? And are there any objections? Is there further discussion? So on the initial
motion,
which
part are we voting on? Are we voting
one
on
one and two? You want me to reread one and two together?
Well, yes. Please go ahead.
The motion by Adelson was number one: recommend adoption of KPFK revised budget. Two: recommend authorization of spending under revised. I'm sorry, did I say K? I meant to say K the first time. And two is recommend authorization of spending under revised KPFA budget, such authorization to terminate March 15, 2007, unless the PMB adopts a budget after receiving a budget recommendation from the KPFA, LSB, and the NFC.
Okay. Is there further discussion on that motion? Is there any objection to it? Okay. So moved. Okay, and the second motion is now, which is what we're going to work on.
WBAI.
Yes.
So one and two were approved without objection?
Yes.
Okay. Three, recommend adoption of a revised WBAI budget with authorization for spending to terminate by March 15, 2007, unless the NFC has reviewed the budget by that date.
Okay, so...
May I ask a question?
Please, Teresa.
May I ask a question of Patty Heffley as to what would it take to change that to get you to vote for it?
I just can't in any good conscience vote for a budget that calls for 92 days of fundraising. We've been over this. The budget is bigger than it was when we rejected it in the Walnut Creek. I find it, you know... hard things have to be done there, and no one wants to do the hard job there, and I cannot be responsible for it. That's all. I'm just voting no. I mean, I just cannot vote for something that has not really changed anything, and the fixes that are in place are too little too late, but that's just my opinion, you know. I mean, I'm a fatalist at the moment, so, but I'm still voting no.
So are you saying that you would vote no no matter how we changed it?
Unless they, like, found a way to lower the fundraising days and to, you know, to really take seriously, like, already something might have happened at the station to show. I mean, I know the new interim general manager has just arrived, and hopefully he will take the bull by the horns, but, you know, this station's been in free fall for about 3.5 years, and the management in charge and the entrenched staff there have done little to change it. And
yeah, I understand, but Madam Chair, may I ask another question?
Sure, Teresa. Uh-huh.
Does the budget actually say that you're going to have 90 days of fundraising?
No, that's what we do. Every year we've done, we haven't changed anything, and now we've added more money. The mail drops of totaling around $400,000 are they're not, they have not been tested. They're not, we're not sure the money's coming from that way. So we will be relying on on-air fundraising for the money. And I think it's going to go over 93 days. We're making about $24,000-$25,000 a day right now in a place where we can reach 20 million people. We have 16,000 subscribers. And I think something hard has to be done, and I guess I hope it passes, but I hope something happens there, but it's not, I cannot in good conscience vote for it. I know, I hope the IGM can figure out something and things happen, but, you know, I haven't really seen any movement there yet, so I hope he does so, but I just, you know, people should do what they want. I'm just not voting.
Madam
for
Chair,
it.
May I ask another question?
Sure.
Mr. Bediako, do you have any suggestion as to whether you think something needs to be changed in this budget?
Well, I think, just to address Patty's first question, I believe Lonnie stated, and I know in the discussions that I've held with the new IGM, is that we are trying to pull at least 7 days of fundraising off the calendar. So there is an understanding and appreciation that one of our goals needs to be less on-air fundraising. Now, how do we do that? Short-term, the easiest way to address that is through the mail drops. Now, if the mail drops, if these things aren't successful, March 15th would be the point at which the NFC would have the opportunity to look at this and say, okay, you guys, you know, these are some of the things. What has been the result of your efforts of your recovery plan? And then we'd have to, you know, we'd have to deal with it, depending on what the level of success was. But I think there's a move. What I'm seeing here is a move in the right direction, at least from my perspective. It looks
and
like a move
no,
in the right direction.
If I understand this correctly, there is no guarantee that you won't have less days of fundraising, right? I mean, that could happen, right?
That we would do the same 90 days of fundraising. Yeah, I mean,
right.
There's...
No, I mean, I'm saying there's a chance that you could have fewer days of fundraising if the new interim manager works magic or something like that, or there's a dramatic change.
Hopefully it doesn't require magic, but We do have a development director that's going to be in place. I believe the start date is January.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's when the funding is in the budget. So there's a lot of different things that are being put in place here. And, you know, we just have to look at and see how the picture looks on March 15th. That would be the only thing I can say. I mean, there's nobody has a crystal ball. But what I'm seeing is that management is trying to move in the direction in which the critics have said they need to move in.
And I have one last question.
Critics. Sure. Teresa, go ahead.
Conceivably, the expenses still could be reduced. And staff could still be reduced between now and March. Expenses could be reduced, right?
Right. Well, one of the elements in the revised budget is a reduction of expenses associated with premiums. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a working group put together to find out how we can develop and identify and lower cost premiums. So part of the reason why you see a larger surplus is because we've reduced $30,000 from the premiums budget. So it's small, and it's not solving, you know, everything, but, you know, that's another one of those steps that's being made, from my perspective, in the right direction.
Okay, thank you, Madam. I didn't quite understand. You said there's a reduction in the surplus?
You see a larger surplus. There's a reduction in spending on premiums in the budget from the prior draft. So that's why the surplus is larger, because one of the things that done was to cut premium expenditures. So
right. Thank
that's
you.
that's one of the things that's being worked on.
Okay. Are there other questions? I can read. I wanted to read the. I think this is the previous motion. Was the NFC recommends that the PNB authorize BAI to continue spending at 2006 budgeted levels until the date was November the 16th. With continuing oversight by the CFO, and that a revised budget must be produced by the station in concert with the CFO and approved by the LSB and PNB not later than November the 15th. So, you know, it looks like, I mean, what we're trying to get at is that, but in terms of how it flows, I think on, like, terminate unless such budget has been reviewed, I think that basically what we're trying to say here is that we would recommend the adoption of the revised budget, and with the 90-day, it's been 90 days with continuous monthly monitoring for the next 90 days, and if certain and if revenue is not achieved and fundraising, the on-air fundraising days and not reduced, then a new budget should be developed and implemented, a new budget which should be with more resulting in reduced spending must be implemented, something to that effect. Because I don't, you know, send this. I don't understand. I mean, it's not very clear in terms of making this last statement about terminating by March 15th. So what I would recommend, again, is that we would recommend adoption revised WBAI budget with monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC, and at the end of the 90 days, if revenue objectives and fundraising days objectives are met, then the budget will be continued. If not, if those targets are not met, then the budget shall be revised with spending targets with spending reductions implemented in the next budget.
I got the very beginning of that, LaVar, and it said you were asking to replace where it begins with authorization, replace that with monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC. If income projections
and fundraising days
and reduce fundraising days.
Uh-huh.
And reduce fundraising, on-air fundraising.
On-air fundraising days are met, then the current revised budget shall continue.
Point of information, I'm a little bit confused. Are you proposing a revision to this divided motion?
No, I'm amending the divided motion. Yes.
Okay.
And if the targets are not met,
if by March 15th, 2007, the income projections and reduced on-air fundraising goals are not met,
then the budget must be revised with reductions in spending to meet to meet the surplus target.
If by March 15, 2007, the income projections and reduced on-air fundraising goals are not met, a revised budget with expenditure reductions must be submitted.
Yes, must be implemented.
I'd like to discuss that.
Yes.
I don't see the point of saying what we're going to do after March 15th, because all hell can break loose on March 15th. If we don't like what we see at March 15th, we can decide many, many things. I mean, unless you really think that adding this is going to be a motivation to do something, I mean, I think there's already an incentive. And I'm not quite sure what adding something of kind of a threat or it's not a threat, but what you're
sure
going to do after March 15th, I don't see how that's going to help this.
Okay, well, you know, I would consider instead of spending reductions, you can say, the budget must be revised in order to meet the current surplus target. And you could just drop out spending reductions.
I mean, I would think what would be more useful right now is if you're really not happy with this motion, then you say what you want to happen before March 15th. Like, okay, we're not accepting it unless, or we expect blanky blank to happen before March 15th.
No, it's the budget. You have to allow the budget to develop and for those things to work that have been laid out in Lina's memo. Mm-hmm. And what we have to do, and in there is saying that we have to monitor monthly the progress of this budget. That's in the motion. You have to monitor the spending.
Okay.
The motion is to recommend adoption of revised BAI budget with monthly monitoring by, you want to say subject to monthly monitoring by?
Yes, that sounds good.
By the ED, CFO, and NFC.
Yes.
Are we really doing that anyway? I'm sorry.
Are we monitoring it monthly?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't monitored it through the first couple of months.
Okay.
You know, we've talked some about fundraising, the fundraising target. We know that the fundraising has not been met.
Could I ask, Lonnie, what your thinking on this is?
Well, we have monitoring. I monitor it.
Yeah, but not the NFC.
No, their driver and our reporter. I think that, you know, if you look at the pieces of this plan, they're not going to have a mail drop done by March 15th. They may be in the middle of one or started one. So I think that, you know, that if they're going to have a plan that will commence January 10th, they're figuring that not much is going to happen over the holidays. So they're going to have the plan agreed to in the parts by January 10th. That's what we were told. Then they've got January 10th to March 10th, January, February, March. It's a couple of months. I think that the original language I like better because it gives us more options in terms of what we actually see, not only completed, but what is in process. And that we review it with, and then at that time, the judgment on whether we want to look at budget change or whether we want to identify specific pieces that we think we're doing well and not doing well. But I don't think we should prejudge it and say that we're going to. Because if, say, for example, they have some parts of it done but not other parts, well, what do we do? You know, that language doesn't allow us the flexibility for partial success. So I figure we ought to leave it a little bit vague. We don't know what's going to happen. Neither do they. So maybe we need to have a look and see where things really stand, what's in place, what's started, what's not started, what's looking like it might work, what's looking like it might not work, and make a recommendation at that point.
So what is the language you want?
I like that other language.
Do you like the first half?
Oh, go ahead. The terminate?
Yeah, it sort of feels like that will do the job in terms of giving us more flexibility. We look at it at that point and make a judgment on whether enough's been done or they've got decent plan in place or not a decent plan, and then we can make our judgment at that point. And that seems like it's otherwise, and I'm thinking about the board. You don't want the board to be parsing this thing, too. They may spend two or three. You don't want them to start parsing our language. The other language seems clear, simpler, and it might get through the board easier.
I thought you said you had an issue with the terminate.
Yeah, I think the terminate sounds strong enough, and that probably would get through the board. But I'm thinking that some of these board people do exactly what I just did. What does that mean? What about partial success? And then we'll be into that discussion at the board level. And they'll come in.
Sure, Jane.
The first half of this, recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget subject to monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC. That sounds to me like what everybody's been saying. That's my own preference. That one, as opposed to the first one, which says, with authorization for spending to terminate by March 15th, unless the NFC has reviewed the budget by that date. To me, I think that the second, the one that just says subject to monthly monitoring by EDCFO and NFC, I think that's a little more straightforward. So that'd be my recommendation.
I agree. The other just doesn't, I mean, when you said spending to terminate, so what are they? I mean, you're not going to pay the checks, or Lonnie's going to come in and only pay checks, or you were talking about incentives for the IGM. I don't think this is an incentive. It's not clear to me.
Can we, LaVarn? Would you accept to just strike the second sentence on your?
Yes, absolutely.
So then
you just want to get something to work.
So then your motion would just be recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget subject to monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC?
We need to do something about 90 days. Do we need to add something about 90 days? Or like Lonnie is saying, we're already past. We really won't start until like January. Unless the end of March or April, or how do we want to do this? Do we want to add some language on a timetable or a time period? Lonnie?
I think that they have to have something in place by April. So if we would go January 10th and have it be January, February, March, April 10th with a report period at March 15th, like I think Teresa was mentioning.
So what is your recommendation?
Yeah, I think that they have to report at March 15th and have a plan to commence no later than April 10th.
They can do it before that,
but no later than that.
So subject to a monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC with a report on progress on the...
on the plan to the NFC by March 15th.
Okay. And the report will come from BAI?
Yes.
Okay.
Subject to monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC with a report on progress to the NFC due by March 15th, 2007. Is that correct, Lonnie?
Yes. Let me see what day of the week that is.
Well, that's like really 2 months. Well, actually, it's we have this month.
They report in 2 months, but they have to have the plan more or less completed by the third month, which would be March.
Right. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, because I think on the program, you know, on the finance side, that's one thing. On the programming side, it may take 3 months to get these programs orientated to a new format and deciding who does what. That's got to be tricky.
Okay. And so, and the report, oh, go ahead, Jane.
So the what I have is recommend adoption of revised WBAI budget subject to monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC. With a report to the NFC on progress on recovery plan due by March 15th, 2007.
Sounds good to me. Lonnie?
Yeah, it's great. No
okay,
problem.
What about Baroudi and Patty? We in terms of just the language of Patty's position, we know that, but what about Baroudi?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay. Is there any other, Teresa? Is there any other discussion? Do we want to take this to vote now? Okay, are there objections?
Me. Okay. Patty.
Okay. Okay, so let's Jane, you want to take a vote on this now. Do we need to reread the motion? Okay, so we can okay, so we'd like to vote on the motion that the amended motion.
Do we need to vote first to accept the substitute?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, so the first vote is to substitute the divided motion that was initially submitted by Dave. So,
this is the motion. I have Williams move substitute language for item 3.
Yes. Are there objections to the substitute?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So.
Okay, so this is the motion on the floor. Recommend adoption of revised WBA budget subject to monthly monitoring by the ED, CFO, and NFC with a report to the NFC on progress and recovery plan due by March 15, 2007.
Okay.
Adelson? Bediako?
Yes.
Gatewood? Yes. Hicks?
Yes.
Lane? Williams?
Yes.
Allen?
Teresa, dear.
Teresa, Allen? Heffley, Patty?
Yes. Yes, Teresa says yes.
Ambrose, are you there? Okay.
Did you get
Patty?
My vote? This is Allen. Did you get my vote?
I got you, Teresa, and Patty.
You.
Patty said no. Okay. So the motion passes.
Okay. Thank you. If we look at the at our agenda, are there any other? I mean, or I would be willing to accept motion to adjourn. But on the agenda, we had the balance sheet and the P&L. I would accept the motion to adjourn. And we can discuss.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
So the remaining items on the agenda, can we carry this to next Wednesday? If the meeting is Wednesday, right?
Yes, 13th? I think that's wise, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I'm hallucinating.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What do you say?
I'm hallucinating.
See what I mean? Okay. So then we'll carry over the items on the agenda for next Wednesday. Certainly appreciate, Jane, you taking the minute today. This is wonderful. So,
I'm confused. Wait a minute. Did you say next Wednesday?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were not. Yeah, we agreed at the beginning to meet next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, as I've told you before, is the local station board of KPFT.
Ooh. Did we have, did Dave check Thursday? I'm going to check.
Thursday,
Next Thursday is a meeting of the Personnel Committee and the Affiliates Committee.
Okay, let's just go to Tuesday then. I need to get into, where is it? Do you have anything for Tuesday?
Are we looking at KPFTX or do you want me to?
I'm trying to get on right now. But if you can get on before me, that's fine.
Okay, we'll have a race to see who gets on first.
I won't be able to come on Tuesday.
You won't be able to do Tuesday?
Tuesday is the 12th, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Clear.
And we had Wednesday, right? So, I'm sorry, what time is that?
Greg?
Yeah.
What time is the station board meeting for KPFT?
It starts at 8 p.m. Central.
Okay, so that's... And that goes until... Technology is Friday. Audit is Monday. What is everyone's calendar like for Monday the 11th? Or is that Monday's just is this coming Monday, right?
Yeah, this coming Monday.
Oh, right. There is an audit committee meeting, but that shouldn't interfere with this.
No.
Unless Lonnie's supposed to be on that.
No.
So what does everyone's calendar look like for Monday?
I'm good.
Okay, so I'll send this out. So everyone is everyone on the call now would be available on Monday. Okay.
Monday the 11th.
Okay, so I'll go in and fix this.
Monday the 11th.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Fix it Monday the 11th?
Yeah.
What happened? I thought you were saying the 12th.
Yeah, Teresa said they have an LSB meeting on Wednesday.
On Wednesday? No, yeah, but I thought we moved it to Tuesday.
Jane cannot be there on Tuesday.
I mean, you can go without me.
No. we can't.
Oh, just that I have my local finance on Monday.
Oh, you do? What time?
6:30.
Your time?
Eastern. Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be through in 2 hours?
Yeah, we could try. I'll come on at about 8:30 or so.
Okay, Dave. No, we'll start at 8:30.
Start at 8:30. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
May I ask another question?
Please.
I'm looking at KPFTX. Is the next PNB meeting on Monday the 18th?
That's what I have, but I thought Dave said it was on a Friday.
Yeah, I thought it was on the 15th.
The 15th.
It wasn't until, I think maybe it hasn't been changed on KPFTX.
Right.
Yes, the 15th.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take that up with him then.
Okay, so we have the 11th, and I don't remember I'm not at home, so I don't remember my password. I'll have to do it. Teresa, can you make the change on the 11th now?
All right.
I don't
so
remember
you want me
my...
to go on to KPFTX and schedule for 8:30 Eastern Standard Time a finance meeting?
Right.
Okay. Yes, I can do that.
I don't remember my password.
I'll do it now.
All right. Thank you. And I'll just send out the memo.
Okay.
Oops. I didn't want to do that. Okay. All right. So I think we have the next meeting scheduled, and then we'll just continue the items that were on today's. Including the executive session, which I will put at the beginning at 8:30 for next Monday.
Good.
Okay. So I think we already entertained the motion to adjourn, and I think we have scheduled the next meeting. So thank you very much. I think it's been a productive meeting.
Thanks. We have a budget moving to the next step. Thank you all so much.